Podcast Impulse. Hello and welcome to a special breaking news edition of What Most People Think. It's Friday. I'm recording this quick timestamp, given that there's so much happening. It's 5 p.m. on Friday, and obviously there's been the local elections. The mayoral elections, the police commissioner elections, the elections to see who works on the reception at your doctor's, the elections to decide who's going in the next series of I'm a Celebrity. It's all been going on. And I would have done this a bit earlier if I'd have been flown back from Guernsey on time. Last night I did the Guernsey Literature Festival. And it was a great thing, man. I was there plugging and selling my book, The British Bloke Decoded. The paperback of that is out in a month, by the way, in case you fancy it. And it was really good fun there. The people at Guernsey, first time ever in Guernsey. I'm planning on doing maybe a show there in July or something. So hopefully see you there. But the people are there are nice to a point that's a little bit unsettling. You know, you get that sometimes, especially if you were bought up in London. I was walking from the sort of, there was one event and I was walking to my show, and then a guy just went, "Oh, Jeff, do you fancy a lift?" I mean, obviously a lovely bloke, I should have taken it well, but having been brought up in London, I sort of like dived to the floor, started zigzagging like I was in the line of sniper fire. But so that was good fun. But yeah, there was problems with the flight coming back. Origny, I don't know how to pronounce the name of the company that do all the flights out of Guernsey, but the flight was quite seriously delayed, and they said, "We've got operational difficulties," which I'm going to guess means we don't have enough planes. We don't have enough planes, you know? Just say it. You might even get a laugh from the people sitting there. But operational issues just sounds like someone, you know, when someone's using fancy language to say something. Do you remember there was that brief period where women stopped saying that they were housewives and started saying they were domestic engineers? This is What Most People Think. This is the show that tries to come at politics and life from a sort of centre-right perspective, but with opinions that I guess might seem exotic sometimes in the world of comedy, but are more in line with Britain as a whole. So obviously we'll be talking about the election results. We're going to talk obviously about local election results, some of the serious issues, some of the funnier issues. And I'm going to reveal how I voted. Yeah, first time I've voted since 2022. Have I become a Labour voting sleeper cell for the left, or did I stick with the Tories, or did I go Reform, or even Lib Dem? Come on, don't be ridiculous. What most people think. But before all that, there's a double fuck you. There's a double fuck you this week, and there are a couple of things that stood out to me. I don't know if you've seen, but there are these US students that have been protesting on campus and essentially sort of taking over buildings and stopping people getting in. You know, not always violent, but certainly there's hostility there in many cases. And then one of the spokespeople for the protesters, she appeared in front of the American press. And she basically equated the fact that they weren't being bought food and water to a lack of humanitarian aid, which I thought was just some fucking epic reach of the year. Humanitarian aid. I mean, then she went further. She went further and said that we're not getting our meal plans that we've paid for. I just thought, God, this is very, I mean, if you wanted the worst stereotypes, and obviously not all kids from this generation think like this, but if you wanted the worst stereotypes of this generation, it would be that they think that they should be able to do what the fuck they want and be bought food while they're doing it. It just made me think of other great protests, you know, historical protests like the women at Greenham Common just getting bought takeaway, or the lad in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. Imagine him just getting Uber Eats. Or maybe the tank was bringing him pizza. I don't know. So that was kind of galling. And then, you know, I mean, it's hard to, the word woke gets overused, but I don't really know how else to describe this. Les Dennis is appearing in a Shakespeare production, which in itself, you know, I could do an episode just on that. But they released the lineup of actors and actresses, and in it they had Les Dennis with his pronouns underneath. Now, I don't know why. I mean, the pronoun thing is largely superfluous in a lot of cases, but it just felt like of all the people to give pronouns for, it felt like one of the most incongruous. And you thought, I mean, I'll tell you what, lads, how about you put the person's name and a photo of them and we'll do the work. We'll do the detective work. You don't need to tell us or inform us how we should view a person. We'll often make that view ourselves. And you often wonder where something like this comes from, you know, and I guess it's generally a do-gooder thinking, oh, you know, we're just standing by our trans brothers and sisters. And you think, but are you doing any good with this, right? If that is your objective, let's take that at face value, right? You're trying to be a good person. Does this help? Does putting pronouns under Les Dennis help in any material way? I suppose if you wanted to go for the real banter move, and this is a slightly old reference, but you could have put under Les Dennis, pronouns. I don't really know. Oh, wow. Really, Jeff? Is that how far back you're going now? Is impressions that Les Dennis did in the 80s? Yes, that is exactly it. Let's waste no time. Let's start talking about all of the election stuff coming out of last night's votes. Okay, so the first thing to say about last night is that it's no fun without an exit poll. It's really like, if you're a politics nerd and someone like me that sees politics and voting like somewhere between sport and entertainment and civic life, you need an exit poll, really. You need an exit poll to keep you up. I was sort of, because you've had all the build up, you know, it's been in the news that voting's happening. And then they go, right, okay, we're going to stay on air, but fuck all is going to happen till about 4 a.m. You're like, oh, this feels like one of those fights from, you know, Lennox Lewis fights in the 90s and early noughties, where you go, Jesus, unless there's stimulants involved, this isn't happening. So I went to bed, and I just thought, an exit poll is a brilliant thing, isn't it? You don't actually have it in other spheres of life, where it sort of says, right, something's happening, but here's a good steer on what will probably happen, but let's see how it unfolds. And it was always going to be quite hard to know what a bad night is anymore for the Tories, because they've sort of set so many new records in what a bad night is. And also, these elections were last held, I think, in 2021, and that was during the period of the vaccine bounce. Do you remember the vaccine bounce? Do you remember that? We were coming out. It took a while, didn't it? Because at first they were saying 15 million jabs to freedom. And then it was, we're just going to jab 5 million more people. We're jabbing fucking everyone, all right? If you want to go to the pub, you've got to let us inject you with some stuff. it was a better time for the Tories in many ways. So whatever the results were, a lot of it is against the backdrop of that. And what were the results? Well, as they stand, it looks like it goes as you'd expect, right? Tories losing everywhere. And it was kind of funny watching these ministers and government officials who are getting rolled out to do press, media. It's tricky, isn't it? Because they're sort of thinking, right, well, we don't exactly know what the picture is, but we probably haven't slept either. We just go in front of a camera. We've got to somehow make out that there's a crumb of comfort in here somewhere. But a lot of them had a kind of broken look on their face. The look on their faces sort of reminded me of me checking my bank balance in my early 20s, right? I'd always think, okay, just accept, Jeff, it's going to be shit. It's going to be shit. Whatever your overdraft is, it's going to be that. And then I would check it, and it would always be shitter than even my worst allowances. And I think that's how it's gone for the Tories recently. I mean, there was, of course, a by-election where in Blackpool South where Scott Benton, he actually sounds like a cruiserweight boxer, doesn't he? Scott Benton. Coming into the ring, yeah, Liverpool's own Scott Benson. You know, one of those boxers that just has a following that's made up mostly of people that do loads of Charlie and getting punch-ups. Scott Benson was, he had some dodginess with lobbying. So they have to have this by-election. And Labour win with yet another landslide. The Tories very nearly in third. Which, it's weird, isn't it? Because how do you interpret that? That's either a good result for reform, or you think, wow, if reform can't actually pit the Tories here, when will it ever happen? And the turnout, I think, is just a shade under 32%. That's piss poor. I mean, that is really, really low. So in a constituency of about 56,000, I think this Labour MP gets in on about 10,000. And obviously that's how democracy works. I don't want to suddenly become like one of those Remainers going, actually, only 25% of the public voted for. No, that's how democracy works. But it does suggest that he's not, you know, not exactly rolling in on a wave of, what is Labour now? Because we had Labour, then we had New Labour. Is it post-Labour, you know? Labour 2.0? Maybe that's what Starmer does. He needs to have, what kind of Labour is it? Old Labour or New Labour? Or Labour 2.0, and what's the song going to be? Right, we had Things Can Only Get Better. You need to find a song. And I know people say the obvious one is Things Can Only Improve Slightly Over Time. But maybe it needs to be something, you know, because I gotta have faith. Maybe that's what it is, right? Because Labour aren't proposing anything radically different. What we need is faith. That is it. That's what the Labour song needs to be. Faith by George Michael. There were banter moments, of course. Boris Johnson, he rocks up to vote and he hasn't brought any ID with him. And that rule came in under Boris Johnson. And you know what? I enjoyed that. I thought I missed that kind of thing, you know. There is zero banter on the front bench these days. And I just thought, look, I mean, Boris probably planned it. Because he knows that that kind of stuff plays out well. It's like when he was at the COVID inquiry. And even now I'm laughing, But Lord Hazlitt, is that her name? She asked him what happened to his messages on his phone. He was like, I think there was something deleted, factory settings. And we're all laughing because he's lying. He's fucking lying, but it's hilarious. I don't know why that's okay. It does, but, you know, all this fuss about photo ID. When Labour say, well, this is going to stop our voters voting, you do also think, well, there's a message in that as well. It's like you don't think that your voters could get it together to get photo ID, or that you don't think that they are approvable residents to the extent that they might have photo ID. It isn't that hard. Get some photo ID. Fucking bring it, you know? There's my first hot take of this episode. But we looked around the country. Obviously, Tories, Labour, as I'm talking to 1-6 councils, Tories have lost 5, Lib Dems, par. Which is pretty shit for them. They should be doing better, I think. The Tories clung on in a few places. There was a really good video of this lad in Harlow, very young Tory. You know, like, there's that young Tory look. I can't really put a figure, blah, blah, you know, just kind of virgins. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, he might do all right later in life, but there's certainly a look where you think, well, you know, if they have had sex, it's certainly in the low single figures at this point. And there was a lad in Harlow, and I actually liked this lad's attitude. He had some real moxie about him. He was going, look, we've held on here. They literally lost like 9 seats. They held on by the barest of margins. But in a way, he had a point. It was a very easy thing for people to take the piss out of and sort of say it was like, what's his name? The guy in the Iraq War, Comical Ali, saying, there are no tanks in Baghdad. And there were tanks behind him. Starmer did love bomb that seat. They had Angela Rayner there, and Keir Starmer turned up many times. He went to Harlow. I'm going to Harlow. I love Harlow. Look, to do the Harlow shuffle. That's what I say. So they didn't win, and they really made that a target seat, because I guess if you win there, you kind of go, especially those Essex heartlands, you go. I think the Labour did win Basildon, but if you win in Harlow, you know, it sends out a sign.
What most people think.
But it wasn't all bad news. Wasn't all bad news for the Tories. In Tees Valley, Ben Houchin clung onto his mayoral role. And that's quite impressive, really, because I think that there was a last ditch thing where the chairman of Middlesbrough went for him. And, you know, football's a pretty big deal in that part of the world, but he clung on with a much reduced majority. And, you know, because he's quite affable. He's done a good job up there. And Rishi Sunak, oh my God, little Rishi. He literally must have invented teleportation just to get a photo op with Ben Houchin. Because I swear to God, I saw Rishi was in London and I heard Ben Houchin run. Been fucking saying, Rishi was there. Yeah, well, I just want to say it's my boy. Yeah, boy. Ben Houchin, that's right, we're tight as fuck. And it was kind of awkward because Rishi was there basking in Ben Houchin's glory. And Ben Houchin was like, oh, yeah, no, we're kind of me, it's like, but we're not on the WhatsApp group, but, you know, I know the bloke. I know the bloke, but, like, I want to see we're friends. But that happens, doesn't it? You know, when Khan won the mayor thing, Jeremy Corbyn was there. I mean, this stuff goes on. Rishi, I mean, he was clutching at a straw. And bless him. Do you know what I mean? He's had a tough night. You could hear it in his voice. So he seemed to enjoy that. And then as things stand, there seems to be an expectation that Andy Street will hold on in the West Midlands. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why Andy Street might hold on. One is, look, just having a cool name, Andy Street. It's pretty cool, you know, pretty cool name. He's good at talking. You know, I know it's a lost art in politics, but he's actually good at communicating ideas to people. and he's good at getting stuff done. So there is obviously this issue with the London mayoral race, which seems to have tightened, right? So Tories potentially holding on in places they weren't expected to. They've lost a couple of other ones, but broadly they've done better in the mayoral races than elsewhere. But then the London mayoral race, there was a lot of chit-chat. There was a lot of chit-chat late in the day that Labour were getting panicky. And you could tell that Labour were panicking because normally some of their more sensible MPs started kind of throwing out stuff about Susan Hall. Look, she's got her issues. She said some weird stuff in the past, but you know, like aligning her with white supremacists, it all started getting, it wasn't just that like she said some politically incorrect stuff. It's like literally it's gone from someone who said dodgy things to white supremacists to she was seen goose stepping up and down the Strand wearing Nazi memorabilia. And Sadiq Khan, you know, he on Twitter, he started to go into a hive of activity and he was, his main campaign seems to be quoting tweets. I thought, come on, man, like you've been mayor of London, one of the biggest, most recognisable cities in the world. And this is what you've got on the last day is you're going, oh, don't vote for her. She said something bad. And she has said some, you know, questionable things in the past, but it's pretty dismal in a way if that's all you've got to refer to. And I think that it was a good contrast in a way with Houchin and Street where, you know, so much of politics and the direction of politics at the moment is negative, really. You know, a lot of people will be voting Labour and voting for Starmer because of things the Tories have got wrong. But with Houchin and Street, it'd be a rare occasion of politicians getting vote for positive reasons, right? Good personality, good communication, good record. You know, these things, they used to be expected. Now they're like, fucking hell, Jesus Christ, that guy can, what, he can talk to the public? And he makes promises and he follows through on them and then he tells people what he's done. I mean, you know, that has become rare. And, you know, if Sadiq Khan does lose, and that still seems very unlikely. I mean, it doesn't change the fact that Susan Hall is still a fairly cranky person. And it would be a weird situation to have somebody that eccentric in charge of London. Having said that, what the fuck am I talking about? Boris Johnson and Ken Livingstone. Maybe she's made for the role. And I've done the thing that, you know, you're supposed to do on podcasts like this. But who did you vote for, Jeff? The truth is you've probably all fucking forgotten and don't even care that much. So the only opportunity that I had to vote for yesterday was in the police commissioner thing. So in Cambridgeshire. And no one really canvassed to us at all. Labour, Lib Dem. There's a three-way race between Tories, Labour and Lib Dem. So I had to go and do a bit of research on my own. And the Tory guy, what's his name? Is it something Daryl something? I just looked at like the record on crime in my area and in Cambridgeshire. It's actually pretty good, you know. And obviously, these things get massaged, and people say, "Well, that's just crime that's being reported." And you think, well, you know, ultimately, that's the only basis on which we can assess the crime levels in our area. We can't just sit and go, "Oh, I've seen some bad stuff on TikTok." But I do increasingly think that is where people's perception of crime levels is coming from. So I had a look at him and he seemed all right, you know, and then I had a look at Labour and look at Labour's record, you know, where they have police crime commissioners. Obviously, first up, I don't even know why we fucking have to vote on this anyway. It feels like an appointment that could just be made. But Labour, you know, there's some quite arresting stats on Labour's poor performance. So I wasn't impressed there and I just couldn't find out virtually anything about the Lib Dems. So, and here, this might surprise some of you that think I've been going the other way, I put an X by a Conservative name for the first time since 2019, I think. Yeah, since 2019. And oh, I felt dirty, but it felt good. I mean, there's part of me, look, I totally understand the criticisms of the Conservatives at a national level. But my kind of point was like, what? So hang on, I'm supposed to vote for a Labour person, even though I think they would potentially do a worse job in the area than someone's done who seems to have done a decent job, but I'm supposed to vote for a Labour crime commissioner because, what, Partygate? Because cost of living, you know, like all this national stuff. And that's what I wonder, you know, if you look at the police crime commissioners, again, when it comes down to personalities, rather than just straight local elections, just like the mayoral thing, the Tories have done marginally better, but they have lost quite a few of them as well. And you sort of think, God, that's quite a shout, isn't it, to say, to punish the Tories at national level, I'm going to potentially get somebody in as a crime commissioner at local level who might not be as good at the job. So yeah, if you were a lefty and you thought I was on the turn, you know, I'm doing it on a case-by-case basis, but if you want to share your disappointment with me, whatmostpeoplethinkuk@gmail.com. But, you know, it doesn't mean I'll definitely vote for the Tories at a general election. It was just, I felt dirty though. I'll go back to it. It felt like, you know, like having a KFC sitting in the car. Oh, did I tell you about this? Oh my God, I didn't know if I told you this. When I went to do gig in Wellingborough recently, I think one of the third to last tour shows of the tour. This, I just went like my mum there. That was absolutely pointless detail. I think I did. Was it Wellingborough? No, it wasn't Wellingborough. Was it Ilkley? No, Ilkley. Was that the Penarth? Oh no, no. It would have been Bradford. I did Wellingborough and I got a KFC. And you know, just sometimes I went through the drive through and I thought, I'm just going to sit and eat in my car. And then a guy knocked on the window. He's like, Jeff, we'll come and see you later. And then he just clocks my situation. He looks so sad for me. Did I mention this? I don't even know if he came to the gig. So look, as well as if you want to tell me off for having voted Conservative, please also, if that bloke is listening, do email whatmostpeoplethinkuk@gmail.com. And hey, let's see. You know, I would say this. If there is an upset and the Tories win the London mayorship, then who knows? There might be another breaking news. I mean, there's not. I'm going to get fucking hammered all bank holiday weekend. Who am I kidding? So that is the end of this breaking news local election special. If you want to get even this early and ad-free like the Patreons do, then go on to Patreon. And from £3 upwards, there are various levels of membership. Now, I've had a long day. I've got 3 days off coming up. And I've got this Polish beer. And it's 6%. So this is probably the last... I've got a batch of them. So this is probably the last time I'm going to make any sense till Tuesday. But listen, have a cracking bank holiday weekend and I'll be back with the main episode next week. What most people think?